Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and I'm Bruce Salen, your host. Should you want to call in, please do. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll free, 866-564-1290. You can email questions to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen or tweet me right now if you have a question. Also, if you haven't already, and I want to know why not, please join the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 2,200 members from around the world. It's quite terrific. I hope you caught our Father's Day tribute show last week. It was very emotional for a lot of reasons. And you can listen to past shows on either the News Press TV website or my own website, brucesalen.com. Try and catch the Father's Day show. It will make you cry. A good cry, I promise. I'm proud to announce a new sponsor of our show, North Pier Fiduciary Management, who will be sponsoring the Men's Room segment each week. And today we have Jim Scheinberg, the managing partner, in studio with us to offer some financial tips for families. He will join us for his North Pier Spective twice a month to take questions and offer his current advice on money matters for you and your family. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Bruce.
We'll get to you later. I've got other business. Please call in, however, if you have any questions for him, as we will begin soon with the peer perspective. Talk about music. I always like to talk about music. And as you know, each week we have quite a variety of music. We also have a new contest, which it means if you call in during this segment and identify all eight bumpers from last week's show, you will win Wayne Levine's book, A Relationship Manual for Men. The theme song is Walk Like a Man by the Four Seasons, so that doesn't count, but the other eight cues, you got to identify. I will tell you what they are at the end of this segment from last week, and in the meantime, if you do have a list and can keep track, you can call in and win that book, which I highly recommend. Today's topic is Summertime Blues, and it's based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. You can find my columns on my website or wherever you read my column. It's all over the world. But please start with the Santa Barbara News Press, my home paper, my home station, and a very special place to me because they gave me my big break. As we actually have Jim Scheinberg in studio with us, I want to take advantage of his wisdom. As a client, I receive his quarterly newsletter, The North Perspective, which I thoroughly enjoy. Welcome, Jim, and thanks for being our first full segment sponsor.
Well, we're really proud to be sponsoring your show. We know you're doing very important work, and I've seen you start from being an author to all the way to this great radio show.
Thank you, Jim. And Jim is, in fact, my own financial advisor. I will be talking about him later, as well as giving an endorsement, which you can hear later. But let's talk about money and kids, money and families. Jim, what are the best vehicles that you would recommend for savings accounts for your kids? When mine were young, I was advised to do an UGMA. And later you put me in 529s. I'm totally confused. So could you explain it for our listeners, please?
Absolutely. I mean, besides the, you know, the traditional cookie jar approach that a lot of people take, the two traditional vehicles for sticking money away for your kids have been custodial accounts. They're frequently called UGMAs or UTMAs, Gift to Minors Act accounts. And then in the last 10 years or so, the advent of the 529 account or 529 plans. The main difference between these two, it really falls into about three categories. One is use. Primarily, UGMA accounts or custodial accounts can be used essentially for anything that is for the purpose and the beneficiary of your children. So healthcare costs, any lower education costs, things along those lines. Whereas 529 accounts have to be used for higher education needs.
Aren't there tax consequences with both of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. 529 accounts are actually tax deferred on their growth, or I should say tax free on their growth. And it's an after tax contribution, not like your 401ks. You're just taking money out of your checking account or whatnot. And all the growth on those assets is actually tax free as long as you use that growth and those assets for their college and other qualified higher education needs. Whereas UGMA accounts or custodial accounts are actually taxed at the parent's tax rate all the way up until age 14. And then they're taxed at the child's tax rate. So there's you're losing the benefit of compounding tax-free.
That's a big penalty if you're a high-income earner or high-income tax reporter. There are differences, I guess. you are paying a penalty for having an UGMA.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I know a lot of people in this area have high incomes and pay a lot in taxes, and so you definitely want to make sure that if you are in those high tax brackets and you are saving for college, that you want to investigate 529s for those tax advantages. It's a big feature.
Okay, what about control? That concerns me. Am I clear that with an UGMA, a kid can have access to the money regardless of what the parent wants?
Absolutely. So California Gift of Minors Acts, and then throughout the country, when the child reaches the age of majority, whether it's 18 or 21, and by the way, you can choose in California, so it's 18 by default, but you can actually change that to 21 years. Once they reach that age, they actually can go grab control of those assets and use it for anything that they want. At the end of the day, we call it the Harley rule. A child can actually, if they want to, go ahead and use those funds for the purpose of traveling or things that you don't want them necessarily to do. Whereas a 529 account, you actually remain in control of those assets at all times. And believe it or not, you can even, once those assets, either once you're done paying for college or maybe your child decides not to go to school, you can actually reassign the beneficiary.
Understand. So let me get clear on this. If God forbid your kid at age 21 is a scallywag or whatever you want to call him, a drug user, abuser, alcoholic, in and out of jail, he can take that money and do whatever he wants with it.
That's absolutely right. That's okay. Why we call it the Harley rule.
So let's get off of the UGMAs and tell me some of the things our listeners need to know about 529 accounts.
Well, obviously, as with any investment, you want to think about things along the lines of what are the investments available. You definitely want to investigate fees. A lot of these are sold through brokerages. And you also want to take a look at the other tax, or I should say, fee-free options that you can get into, or non-load-based fees. So clearly, you always want to look at fees. The other thing that comes up a lot is looking at the glide path of a fund.
Whoa. Okay, we're running out of time, but very quickly, what the heck is a glide path?
Well, that's a great question, Bruce. It's really important to know what this is. One of the main vehicles or ways that these 529s are used is targeted towards the age of your child. So if you have a 5-year-old, they're trying to get that money ready for them to go to college when they're 18. Well, so it's going to be more of an aggressive, more stocks, less bonds in the beginning when they're 5, and gradually get more and more conservative over time. That's called the glide path. So you want to be you want to understand what that path to getting more and more conservative is over time. And it's really important because that means that you're going to have a lot of bonds in that portfolio right as that child is getting ready to go to college. And as it stands right now, whereas a lot of people think bonds might be very, very safe, in a low interest rate environment, if that changes, that could actually end up with losses where people think it's the safest time right before college. It could actually result in some damage to those assets.
I want to thank you, Jim, for joining us. We are out of time, believe it or not, for this segment. I do want to do as I promised and tell the listeners last week's music. Jim is available for questions on future shows. He will be a guest at least once or twice a month, and you will be hearing more about him as we continue with the Dad's Point of View show. Okay, last week's music. Let's see. First, we had that wonderful, extraordinary song that my producer, Richard Dugan, found by Groucho Marx, which is just called the Father's Day song. We had Eric Clapton's very powerful My Father's Eyes. We had Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. We had a couple TV themes because I am a yuppie child and I like TV themes. We had Bonanza, to me the quintessential dad and his son's show, followed by the other one with the great, late, great Fred McMurray, TV theme for My Three Sons, and I hope you're tapping your foot right now. As I always have Elvis every week, we had Don't Cry Daddy, which was one of his tearjerker songs, of which he had plenty. We had the great country star Alan Jackson doing Drive. We also had the late, great James Brown doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Not really a dad song, but it had Papa in it. And finally, we had the overly sweet, overly sentimental, overly corny Paul Peterson doing My Dad. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me, are you not telling me, that we are almost out of time for a break? So be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Oh, well, my mom and pop.
summer, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car 'cause you didn't work or live.